This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome, welcome, welcome. And, you know, a lot of MDs have this attitude that if it's not a prescription drug, it's not going to work. Well, thank goodness there are doctors out there like MDs that are like Dr. Tom Rocco, because he has a different philosophy. Dr. Tom Rocco is currently the medical director of a medical marijuana evaluation center in Warwick, Rhode Island, and he is with us today. You have been doing this for years. That you're not a newcomer to the industry. You know, it's so nice to have you with us. Your credentials are outstanding from Johns Hopkins, and we welcome you to the program. Why? What was it about this cannabis industry that drew you in so early into embrace it so early, Doctor?
Well, what happened was I kind of fell backwards into it accidentally. I do a whole bunch of things. I'm a general surgeon. I work and I'm the medical director of a wound center in Newport, Rhode Island. I do hospice and I even take care of people with chronic spine pain with a group in Rhode Island as well. But about 10 or 15 years ago, there was a patient who needed help with pain management, but also was involved with a small practice that wanted to kind of help patients get marijuana licenses that had doctors that were not in tune to what to do or weren't agreeable with using that. And at the time, I really didn't have the time to do this. I was doing so many things. I have four kids. My wife's a physician. And he called me and he said, thanks. But then what happened about a couple days later, the person and the family that was running this little practice sat down with me. And after 15 minutes, I realized for two things: that they were doing it the right way, and that in doing this, I can learn more about this. Because the patient that had called me has a reason to take chronic narcotics, but didn't because marijuana worked better for him. And so the reason why I got involved with this is because this little practice wanted to do it the right way. They are the only practice in Rhode Island, I think in the country, that actually does marijuana licensing with the Department of Health, because they have a license with them. Everything we do is very legitimate. We make sure they fit the criteria in the state. We educate them, and then we help them do the license and get the approval through the state. So we've been around for about 12 or 13 years, and I did it because I didn't know anything about marijuana. I knew the criteria to get them the license. But as I've been doing this, I've found that I'm now learning about it. I can speak about it, with some good sense to patients. But what I'm finding in this small little practice is that I always ask them on the follow-ups, especially with people with pain, like, how are we doing? Is it working? Okay, it's working. Are we taking still pain medication? And I have to say almost most of them are either taking less doses or taking no narcotics at all. So to me, that's a win-win for everything.
Yes. Oh my gosh, is it ever? And it's also, I'm just so excited about your sharing this, because I think this is what my show has been trying to do for so many years now, Doctor, is to really educate people that the opioids, that the drugs that we are prescribing are not the answer.
They're all synthesized too. I mean, they all have side effects. So, I mean, as a doctor, and narcotics have a role. And to me, the role is truly either very, very short term, say you had surgery, and you shouldn't take it for more than a couple days, or it should be taking, and I do hospice. It's wonderful for end of life. Absolutely wonderful.
Right.
Those are the two major issues that you should use it for, and I feel really comfortable with. I mean, you can look at my history. I've prescribed narcotics for my chronic pain patients. I tend to not anymore. There was an issue with me, and I'm going to be honest with you, with narcotic use, and part of it was Department of Health didn't realize I was doing hospice, and they saw that I was writing more prescriptions, and then, why are you doing this? I'm like, well, I'm doing hospice. And now with hospice, I have to say with narcotics, it's regulated better because now we do through hospice pharmacies and not through the general pharmacy. So it's easier for the department to know who's writing which pharmacologics for other people and where they're coming from. But when you write a prescription to a patient, whatever they do with it, you apparently are responsible for it. So if they don't use it correctly, the doctor's now responsible. And that's why a lot of doctors don't like to write prescription anymore. But I still feel marijuana in the long term has less side effects and has just as much benefit as using narcotics. Now, narcotics just mask the pain, but what marijuana does is it does what we want it to, get rid of inflammation that causes pain as well as help get rid of the pain.
So one of the things, there's so much to talk about here with you, and
oh, yeah.
One of the things that we really could. Where does someone who is listening to this saying, wow, okay, I've got a chronic condition that medicine can't help, but the pills just barely make it tolerable. What do you do? How do you get it?
How do you get a license for in Rhode Island?
Anyone listening all over the country.
Right. So the thing about marijuana, it's state to state. Not every state has medical marijuana laws. In New England, every state agrees with medical marijuana use and does licensing. It's too bad it's not like in the area, like an easy pass where you drive through a tunnel in Boston or a tunnel in New York, it still takes it. It's regulated differently in every state. So in Rhode Island, you have to get a Rhode Island doctor to sign for it, and then you can get a license. Massachusetts, it's the same thing. You need a Massachusetts doctor to sign for your license in that state. So for Rhode Island, it's definitely different than Massachusetts. Like Massachusetts, the criteria is whatever the doctor feels is the proper criteria for medical marijuana. Whereas Rhode Island, it's very black and white. There's 13 criteria, and it has to fit one of those 13 criteria. So the main one that for most patients is chronic pain, but it could be a cancer diagnosis. It could be muscle spasm. It could be weight loss, anorexia. It could be AIDS, HIV issues. So it's very black and white in the state. So what we do at this small little practice is we make sure the records fit the criteria. We have electronic medical records to keep them to show that you're appropriate. And then we talk to you, educate you. So we don't just fill out the license with you. We talk about what different strains to use. We talk and we mail you the information. So you know what to do when you go to the dispensary to get your medical marijuana. Unfortunately, it's unlike Europe. Europe is so different. In Europe, it's almost as if it's a prescription. A lot of the countries, the doctor writes for the marijuana, and then you go to the pharmacy and you get it. Hopefully, at some point, that'll happen in this country in my lifetime.
I'm hoping as well. Hey, would you do me a favor and talk about cannabis and opioids for just a moment. The veterans.
Right. When you look at cannabis and opioids, like the problem with the good thing about opioids, the reason why it works, it just makes our sense of pain. We don't feel the pain. So just say we have a big infection in our leg and we give ourselves opioids. Well, it's not going to help the infection, but it's going to help the sense be less and we can deal with it better. That's the problem with opioids. It's not fixing the problem. It's just masking the problem. Where with marijuana and even like this, so when you talk about marijuana, you talk about cannabinoids. What with marijuana, the cannabinoids are THC, and the cannabinoids are also CBD. So that's what's important. Like THC and CBD, it works on a different system in the body, which is connected to the immune system, the endocannabinoid system. So how it helps us medically is it's going to help with our inflammation, not just mask the pain. That's why it will work better in the long run, whereas narcotics just mask the problem. Marijuana, the cannabinoids of the hemp plant, CBD, and THC is going to help with the inflammation.
Let me get ready for a break, and when we come back, we'll continue this very important conversation. I'm Frankie Boyer, and he is Dr. Tom. Doctor, give us the best website. Dr. Thomas Rocco, give us the best website.
So for me, it's to get to me directly, it's backtobasicsllc.com. That's BAK2BasicsLLC.com, or you could just call me at 401-678-6420. So those go directly.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. Dr. Tom Rocco is with us today, medical director. You know, you do a lot of things. You're not just the medical director. You're also a general surgeon. You're board certified in surgery. You're board certified in wound care. You're hospice medical director. You wear many hats. You're an active member of the North American Spine Society. Medical director of the Newport Hospital Wound Center. And I have to just ask you bluntly, do you get nasty side comments about what you do with the cannabis world from your colleagues that are not, that are ignorant and do not understand?
Well, it's funny you say that because I think when I first started it, I did about 10 years ago. But I think it's becoming a time when people are starting to agree with it more. I was at one point when I first started, I kind of got the nickname the marijuana doctor, but I wasn't selling it. I was more educating it. I really wish if I truly was the marijuana doctor, I'd be making so much money. I wouldn't have to do all the other things that I'm doing because these dispensaries, in this state do very well. But what my goal is more to educate if it's about THC, if it's about CBD, so people know the right avenue and what they should use it for. Because it's important to be educated before you start it, because a lot of it has to do with different strains, different dosing, and even for different illnesses, what to use it for and how to take it. So that was always my goal. We started with working with patients in terms of marijuana education. And in 2019, I started a website just to do more CBD education because it was getting so popular. And there were a lot of companies I felt that were just kind of money grabbing and not doing it for the right reasons. I think things are changing in terms of the right programs, the right companies making CBD. So I think it's become a little bit more, you know, people agree with it a little bit more now that it's becoming more legalized recreationally. But initially, I did, you know, I don't think people were, thought differently of me, but they kind of called me the marijuana doctor. But really, I think people are kind of agreeing with it. The problem with it right now is the doctors that are practicing now don't have the right education in medical school. I was really not educated at all about marijuana, except for maybe a 5-minute gloss over about it. So most doctors now, even if they agree with it, they don't know what to tell patients. So that's why it helps for them to have them contact me, where to start, do I fit the criteria for a license, how do I get one, and then how do I use it. So that's what I've become right now, is more of an outreach for doctors and patients to talk to me, to kind of get the, you know, the right avenue to get the license and do it correctly. I'll be honest with you. The first time somebody asked me about marijuana when I knew it was legal medically, this is before I got into helping with this practice, I remember writing a prescription that said medical marijuana. I gave it to them. They went to the pharmacist and the pharmacist laughed. This is before even, you know, I was involved with it. So
Yeah.
The problem right now is doctors, I think, are starting to come around on it. They just don't know what to do and what to tell patients because it was never taught to them. And I think that medical schools are starting to change a little bit. I know there's a curriculum at University of Vermont Medical that they started about 3 or 4 years ago just to give them some knowledge of it. But I'm not sure if all the medical student schools are doing it just right now.
I think I'm loving that. I'm loving that there's some options out there, because the more education we have, the more options people have. And it's about having options in life. You know, it's about having choices. And when I when I talk to mothers who have, and we've had so many on this program who have lost their kids to opioid addiction because they were injured in high school and the doctor prescribed the medication and their kids got addicted, and the next thing you know, they're addicts and they can't get out of the spiral and they wind up overdosing because fentanyl, as you know and I know, is on the streets everywhere, is prolific. Yes. The problem with the cartels, it just goes on and on and on, and it's just a horrible, I mean, beyond horrible story. A nightmare what's happening in the streets of our countries today, in our country today.
Oh, it's, you know, the opiate overdose, it's insane. It really got worse when they started really, every state to state was really cracking down on writing prescriptions for good and bad reasons. And when that happened about 5 or 6 years ago, they, you know, people that really needed and were addicted to it, they went to the streets and they were getting these laced drugs. And that, you know, it's, I don't know what the right answer is. And it is a major, major issue. And I mean, every town, like everybody knows somebody who this happened to. I mean, it's a sad, it's so sad.
So sad. Really, it is. It really is. And that's why to have a medical doctor that's so highly credentialed as yourself, Dr. Thomas Rocco.
Well, I appreciate that.
It really is so important. So I want to go back to CBD. How do you want people to use it?
So CBD is, so this is where people get a little confused, is when you do dosing for THC, which is a psychoactive part of the marijuana plant, usually you start about 2.5 and 5 milligrams to start. That's a good starting dose for somebody who's really never used marijuana. But with CBD, the dose is a little bit different, because when you think of the two, THC is psychoactive, and the reason for that is it binds to this endocannabinoid system that causes us to get that psychoactive high. What CBD does is a little bit different. It doesn't bind to the receptors. It actually makes it work better. It makes our immune system work better. Like, so the immune system has a lot to do with fighting infections, fighting inflammation, you know, again, fighting cancer. So what it does is it doesn't have a psychoactive part to it. It just improves our immune system to work better. So the dosing is definitely different. So I have a lot of patients say, I took 5 milligrams of THC, but, you know, it worked great. I got the high, but I did 5 milligrams of CBD. It did nothing. The dosing is different. So with CBD, you need a higher dose than THC. You need more like 15 to 20 milligrams of it for anxiety, and you might need like 30 to 40 milligrams at a dose for pain, and you might even need higher for sleep issues, like 50 to 100 milligrams. So dosing is really important with CBD because it's not psychoactive. It helps improve the immune system, and it might take a couple of days for it to work. So when you think about THC, it's from the marijuana plant. When you think of CBD, it's from the hemp plant, and it's not as psychoactive. But they both work well together. That's why when people are using medical marijuana and they want to have less of a high, it's best to get a marijuana that has both THC and CBD in it, because what the CBD does is it makes a less of a high.
It's like the entourage effect. And we are out of time. Oh, my God. I promise everybody he will be back the full hour. You are a gem, Dr. Tom Rocco, a gem. And give us the website, please.
The website is backtobasicsllc.com. That's BAK2BasicsLLC.com. And the phone number is 401-678-6420. You can just look up Dr. Thomas Rocco CBD. It usually pops up as well. But anybody can call me or send me an email. I'll always respond.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Doc. So appreciate you. And we'll be back in a moment. Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you.
back. It is Cannabis Talk H to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us now, Chief Executive Officer, Board Director, Jack Blazer. Jack is founder and Chief Executive Officer for Mosaic, which is a company that is redefining the digital use experience for dispensary customers. Oh my gosh. Jack, welcome to the program. This is such an exciting topic because we all, if you could give us a backstory, the backdrop of how dispensaries work, how they need to be regulated, and what your role is in this whole process, that would be really, really wonderful. And we've not had anyone on with your capacity, so I'm excited to have you with us today.
Well, that's wonderful, Frankie. Thank you so much for having me on your show. We'd love to share my perspective of what's happening and what we're doing to make an impact. As you know, the industry is relatively new, very old industry. It's been around forever, but new in terms of legalization in certain states in the U.S. But because of that, because of the illegal nature of it in the United States at a federal level, there aren't many big players. So if you're a dispensary and you've opened up or you're running an operation, you actually have limited choices of technologies to engage your users. It's a very fragmented technology space. So as a result, you go out to buy coffee, you can download an app, you can get into a loyalty program, you can order that product, pick it up, have it delivered very easily with Starbucks or Domino's if it's pizza. You just don't have that experience in the cannabis world because
even the alcohol world, Drizzly. Look at what Drizzly has done. What an interrupter Drizzly has been.
Exactly. And that's what Mosaic is doing, is coming into the industry and helping to cross that bridge, helping to close the gap between what I'll call the in-store experience, which is what most people have, and that digital experience, and to make them more similar. And then I think, Frankie, in this industry, that's a major challenge and opportunity that we can help with, because beyond just trying to switch or convert users from the illicit market to the legal market, you have a wealth of potential users out there that have very little knowledge about the space, maybe a bit of a stigma, or maybe quite a bit of a stigma. How do they learn about the product? They're not likely to go in the store, but they could download an app like you would with Starbucks, and they can learn about the product and make it very easy in the buying purchase. You open up a wealth of opportunity to those users. And I say opportunity because, you know, cannabis, as we're learning, has numerous benefits to the health and wellness of people. And we can talk about some of the medical benefits, but look at alcohol. You mentioned alcohol. I mean, alcohol is a toxin. It's not great for your body. Cannabis is so much better.
Right.
And it's just a nice alternative to that.
Tell me your background and how you entered and why you entered the cannabis arena.
Sure. My background started in sales and marketing out of school. But, quickly moved in over the last 20 years or so in running businesses and helping businesses take technology to transform or change the game and what they're doing. And I've been in various different industries, from financial to HR services to, telecommunications. And in every one of those situations, what I like to do is to find a gap or challenge in the marketplace. See how technology can help solve that gap and how it can improve that business and that business engagement with their customers. So with cannabis, strangely enough, I don't have this wonderful story that, you know, something really impacted me personally on the cannabis level. But 7 years ago, I started to learn more and more about cannabis as states start to legalize. It's fascinating. It's fascinating to learn, you know, what cannabis can do and how it can help people, and also how it's hurt people over the years from, marginalized people and, you know, the criminalization of it and what it's done to so many people is just terrible as you learn about that. So the opportunity to, as I learned about that, Frankie, to see that I could apply my experience with technology, and there were some significant gaps, still are, in the space in terms of helping a dispensary or an MSO better engage their users, better convert users from the illicit market, better adopt or bring new users in that are not familiar with the cannabis product. How can I help them with technology do that better? I saw that as an opportunity. So as a result, I've come in the industry. And the last point I would make around that, Frankie, is that as someone who wasn't a big user before, I think I bring a perspective of, you know, those people that those businesses want to attract, people who, you know, thought it was a stigma, people who don't understand the benefits. You know, how do you attract people like me 10 years ago, 7 years ago into this industry? And that's been the fun challenge, and that's what excites me every day.
You've worked with major companies. How long will it take you to develop what you're doing and that it will be just part of the framework of the dispensary?
Yeah, so my business, Mosaic, we started 2 years ago, and about 8 months ago, we had the platform out in a very robust platform. And essentially what we do to make it easy is we're taking a proven playbook. Starbucks and others in different industries, like the restaurant industry, have really spent hundreds of millions of dollars and perfected the app and loyalty, and they call it the flywheel effect. And what we've done is we've rebuilt that platform specifically for cannabis to make it easy for any dispensary or MSO to have their own branded experience and make it super cost effective for them to do that as well. So now that barrier of entry for them is not there. Now they can play in this game and offer that same digital experience that you might get from as a Starbucks customer. And they aren't spending hundreds of millions of dollars. Closing that gap. Yes.
So for many of us that are not as quick in the world of digital information, where are most, and is this something that you can do in all states? I'm confused about the logistics of this. It sounds overwhelming to someone like me, a layperson.
Yeah, you know, for us, it is something we can do in all states and even in Canada. The challenge from a technology perspective lies in the burden, I'll say, a bit more of the point of sale platform, which we're not. So the point of sale is that cash register. It's the system in the dispensary that has all the product inventory and has to tie into the compliance and regulatory aspects that are quite a bit of a burden for those dispensaries. So what we do, Frankie, is we integrate with those systems. That allows us to pull all the product information, and we provide, I'll call it the digital experience, but we provide, say, the branded app, the branded e-commerce, the loyalty rewards program all in one, the experience you get when you use a Starbucks app, for example. That's what we provide, so it makes it easier for us to be able to provide services across all states that are legalized.
And how many dispensaries are on board with this technology at this time?
So you have, most dispensaries need an e-commerce platform. So you have some big players that have done really well. Dutch and Jane are two big examples. So I'd say about 80 to 90% of the market are on a similar platform. Where we're a bit different is that we have really brought together the fragmented pieces into one platform. So instead of just having an online e-commerce platform, which is what a Dutch or Jane provides, we add the ability to have your branded app, so an app as well, and loyalty and rewards and payments all built into the same single platform. So today, a dispensary might buy services from one of those big players, some loyalty program from another, payments from a third. We bring it all together. And that's important because their customer, the user,
right,
has a much better experience when it's pulled together.
It's also fascinating. We have a little bit more with Jack Blazer. Jack brings a wealth of experience in his life, and he's now the chief executive officer and board director for Mosaic. And Jack, give us the website, please.
Sure. It's Mosaic, M-O-S-A-I-C, dot green, not dot com, so dot green, G-R-E-E-N for cannabis.
Ah, is this going to be a new trend? I'll ask you when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment with Jack. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. Jack Blazer is with us today. He runs something called Mosaic. And my question to you, your website, is this the new... Tell us about the website. I'm not... We haven't heard too many. I don't know if I've even heard anyone, mosaic.green.
Yeah, it's it kind of worked out. Sometimes you have to be creative, especially... when you have a new organization, in particular, it's very hard to get a .com URL address that has a common, you know, like Mosaic, something's fairly common. So you can get those URLs in different, you know, .green in this case, or .ai is another popular one. And it just happened, you know, as I try, you know, Mosaic, I love that as a name for what we're doing. You know, you take Mosaic, take a fragments of glass or pieces and make a beautiful artwork, right? And Mosaic, we're all about taking disparate technology platforms and bringing them together. And moreover, we're really more about taking diversity of people and helping to bring them together and helping them to understand the benefits of the cannabis world through technology. So, that, yeah, it was nice that to fall into the fact that, oh, you know what? Mosaic.green is a bit different. .green cannabis plays very well. It's something different, and I hope that maybe gets people like yourself to think, take a second look.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So, Jack, you have led so many companies from startups to $300 million by incorporating innovative technology. Where do you see this going? Where do you see Mosaic going? If I were having this conversation with you in 5 years from now.
Sure. So I think we're onto something big. I think we have something that's disruptive that can be very helpful to the dispensaries and the industries and really helping people connect, as I said. We're at the beginning of the process. We are launching services for one of the biggest players in the market. So that's exciting for us to do at this point in the company. But, you know, the hope is that we continue to add value and people see that and we accelerate the growth of our customer base. We're able to help them significantly be successful because it's a challenging market for dispensaries and MSOs. And you know, many of those reasons. So if we can really give them an edge and help them in that space, that would be wonderful. And I know we can. And, you know, if I'm looking 3 or 5 years, like before, I'm hoping that we can, become a very successful business and create opportunities for not just our customers, but employees and people working for Mosaic. And I don't know if that means we're a $20 million company, $100 million company, or larger, like I've been able to do in the past. But that would be my hope. I suspect if we're significantly successful, we'll have interest from many others as well and joining us. But we will see.
Where in the cannabis startup would, is that what you're looking for, or you're just who's best for your services today? Do you want startups, or do you want established, or does it matter? It doesn't even matter.
You know, it doesn't matter. it's a retail, it's a cannabis retail group. So it could be a dispensary individual, it could be a small group of dispensaries, or it could be an MSO. Quite simply, I think we give a small dispensary, small groups of dispensary, you know, better solutions than the biggest players have in the market, a better digital solution at a much, actually a disruptive cost basis. But we're talking to many of the top players in the industry, top MSOs, and what they tell us when they see what we have, like, that's where we've been trying to go. That's what others are doing, like Starbucks. You know, can you help us get there? So those are great customers for us. They're big customers, but they're a little bit more complex because they have their own existing infrastructure and takes a little bit more, or maybe a lot more, development work or integration work into the back ends to make it work for them. So it does work. I mean, I think we offer significant value across the board, but it's primarily for the dispensaries right now, and the MSOs. Eventually we will be able to provide service to brands, but we're not there yet.
I don't have a whole lot of time left with you, but I'd love to know where the state of the industry is today, you know, as we are embracing 2023.
Yeah.
After COVID.
Challenges. For our customers, I see and you read the tremendous challenges and pressures. And Frankie, as you know, I think you know, as you know well, I don't think our government's helping. And that's where we could make the biggest impact in general. So 280E, you know, the tax burden that these dispensaries have.
Oh, my gosh. It's so horrible. Yeah. Yeah.
It's terrible. And really, I liken it to sending somebody into a gunfight with a knife and an arm tied behind their back. And that's just because of the tax. But, you know, they're going in and these dispensaries are trying to convert users from the illicit market where the cost is half or less and they don't have the taxes and so many other challenges, regulatory challenges and costs associated with that. It's a challenge. So I'm hopeful that the federal government will start to pass things like the Safe Bank Act, Banking Act, make the financial aspects of this industry better. I'm hoping that they'll deschedule from Schedule One, right? So it's not cocaine. It's not heroin. It's a drug that actually helps people and has medical benefits and potentially gets people off addiction of other legalized drugs. It has so many benefits. We need to wake up, and the more that people understand and learn this industry, I think we'll finally get there. But it couldn't happen sooner enough, right?
Right, right. I'm enjoying this conversation with you. It's such a different perspective and fascinating, and would love to have you back down the road because I think this is really, really and truly a wonderful opportunity to bring this back into the digital world. So I thank you so much for your time today, Jack. Really fascinating conversation with Jack Blazer. And give us that green.green website again.
Sure. Well, thank you, Frankie, for having me on the show. It's a privilege to be on with you, and I appreciate it. Again, it's mosaic.green, G-R-E-E-N. And if you want to reach me by email, jack.blazer, B-L-A-E-S-E-R, at mosaic.green, not .com. Thank you, Frankie.
Wonderful. Thank you. And thank all of you. This is another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Of sadness all the winter, maybe ever so near. And if you smile through your tears and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.